Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdal.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue to investigate the lies of Professor Todd Green in his lecture by the title Islamophobia and the 2020 Election. This is the presentation which Professor Todd Green gave to his audience of students, which hosted by the Northeast Iowa Peace and Justice Center and Interfaith in Action. Today, we will continue to investigate the lies which was presented by Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in one of his speeches. As we all know, he have 8 years of speeches as president and many other years before and after. But Professor Todd Green is quoting Mr. Barack Hussein Obama as he continued to spread his lies to make us believe that Islam is what it is not. For we know that Islam is what is written in the Quran, Allah's words, and what is taught by Muhammad in his words, that is the Hadith, and in his Sunnah as how he lived his beliefs, that is the actions of Muhammad. But today we'll hear this repeated lie, which reminds us of Joseph Goebbels, who is a propaganda minister under Hitler, who said, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The truth is the mortal enemy of the lie. This is what's going on in this presentation. So first, let us listen to Professor Todd Green, and then we will go in-depth, not only in today's broadcast, but even the following broadcasts, until we come to the end of some of the lies which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama gave in his speech to a Muslim group in Maryland, in an Islamic center in Baltimore.
At the end of his second term in 2016 in Baltimore, he also made another statement, a very series of statements actually, in which he came out and said that Islam and Christianity actually have some common bonds and common roots, in this case variations of golden rule, right, to do unto others. So Islam teaches that, Christianity teaches that, we have something that binds us together. So this is out there. I'm not going to dwell a lot more on this. There are other examples from both of these former presidents, but there are instances in which we have presidents or presidential candidates in the past 2 decades really try to make deliberate efforts to build bridges and to frame Islam and Muslims in a much more positive way, which is what makes the rest of this all the more depressing in some ways, right? Because we know that capacity is there.
So here, my friends, Professor Todd Green is telling us that Mr. Barack Hussein Obama made a statement, or he said a series of statements. As a matter of fact, it was more than a statement or a series of statements. It was a chain of lies, as I will be covering in the next few broadcasts. Some of these lies, I'm not going to be covering the whole thing because that will be another study for another time. But I'll just point to some of the major lies which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama gave in that Islamic center in Baltimore. Professor Todd Green said he's not going to make a big deal about it. He's not going to dwell a lot about these statements which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama mentioned in his speech. But listen to the deception of Professor Todd Green when he's telling us that Obama said we have some common bonds and common roots, that is, in Christianity and in Islam. He also stated that in this case, varieties of the golden rules of do unto others, and he did not even finish the golden rule. He also teaches that Islam and Christianity teach this, and Islam and Christianity teach that, and he didn't tell us what he is talking about. But in simple words, Professor Todd Green just wanted to tell his audience that former presidents, George W. Bush, Barack Hussein Obama, made some positive statements about Muslims and Islam. They built bridges to tie Muslims to Christians, Islam to Christianity. And once again, I believe Professor Todd Green sees Barack Hussein Obama as a Christian. As you will hear in that speech, Obama himself telling the whole Muslim crowd that he is a Christian. But is this true? Can we believe what Barack Hussein Obama said about Islam and Muslims? Or should we investigate? Because if we're going to believe it blindly, that means we have a problem, America. And what is this problem? That Usama Dakdok and the Straight Way of Grace Ministry must be shut down because we are teaching hate, because we are propagandists, because we are Islamophobic. And that's why people like me should not be free in America, so the Muslim can take over America, as Professor Todd Green hopes so. So I choose to look at some of the statements which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama gave in that lecture at the Islamic Center in Baltimore, and we will respond to it by the words of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, and how Islam ought to be, not as Mr. Barack Hussein Obama wishes or George W. Bush wishes it to be, but as Islam declares it to be. That is, once again, the words of Allah and the teachings of Muhammad, and as how Muslims have lived the last 1400 years. And without further ado, here is the first statement of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in his famous speech.
Well, good afternoon. And Saba, thank you for the wonderful introduction. To everyone here at the Islamic Society of Baltimore, thank you for welcoming me here today. I want to thank Muslim American leaders from across this city and this state, and some who traveled even from out of state to be here. I want to recognize Congressman John Sarbanes, who is here, as well as two other great leaders in Congress and proud Muslim Americans, Congressman Keith Ellison from the great state of Minnesota, and Congressman Andre Carson from the great state of Indiana.
This was the good afternoon statement of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. I'm surprised why he did not say Assalamu Alaikum, as he always does when he gives lectures to the Muslims. He speaks to them by their own languages. But that's okay. For now, he's thankful for the young lady, Saba. She is a student who introduced him to his audience. And also, she was another lady in the hijab. And Mr. Barack Hussein Obama have no problem with this young lady to wear the hijab. Maybe he should learn about the problem of the future of hijab in America, so he will not accept that and give the Muslim people the green light to wear the hijab in America. But in any way, shape, or form, we know that he was thankful to all the people at the Islamic Society of Baltimore. He thanks some of the politicians who were there, and he bragged about two Muslim congressmen. And they are Congressman Keith Ellison from the 5th District in Minnesota and Congressman Andrew Carson from the state of Indiana. Now let us look at the first statement which I have chosen for you from Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's speech at that Islamic Center in Baltimore. As he said,
now, a lot of Americans have never visited a mosque. And to the folks watching this today who haven't, think of your own church or synagogue or temple. And a mosque like this will be very familiar. This is where families come to worship and express their love for God and for each other.
Here we go, America. The President of the United States of America is encouraging the people of America, these are the citizens of the United States of America, to visit a mosque. But more important than that, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is trying to tell us that it's okay to have mosques in America, as he repeats that statement throughout his speech. And he's telling us, don't be afraid to go to a mosque. It's just like a church or like a synagogue. No, it's not. This is a problem. Professor Todd Green built his knowledge about Islam by listening to a professional lawyer who is a Muslim man who pretends to be a Christian for 2 years as a senator and for 8 years as the president. And until today, many of the liberal Democrats believe that Barack Hussein Obama is a Christian men. Why? Because they are so ignorant of Islam and they do not know the ABC of Islam, the simplest facts about Islam, as we'll be talking about that a little bit later. Second, because they just believe whatever liberals like Professor Todd Green teaches about Islam, which is a false information given by politicians like Mr. George W. Bush or Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is telling his audience and he's telling the rest of the world that if you think about a mosque, think about a church or a temple or a synagogue. And that is the place you are very familiar with. This is where families come to worship and express their love for God and for each other. Really? In a mosque? For heaven's sake, there are more Muslims killed in mosque by other Muslims than anywhere else in many countries in the Middle East. Have you ever seen a video of a Muslim blowing up a mosque? Where is that love Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is talking about? Do Muslims go to the mosque as a family, a husband and wife and children, sitting next to each other in chairs or pews? For what you do not know is that Muslim men go inside the mosque and women and children go somewhere in the back of the mosque because they will cut the Muslim men prayers for being unclean. And this is not my belief, my dear friends. And this is what Allah taught in the Quran and what Muhammad taught in the Hadith. Muslim families do not go to mosque to worship together, as you may imagine it from the saying of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. As a matter of fact, Allah stated in the Quran that women should stay at their homes. Quran 33 and verse 33. And if you listen to Aisha, she will tell you, if Muhammad is alive in her late days, he will not allow women to go to the mosque.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
You see, in Quran chapter 4 and verse 43, Allah said, "O you who have believed," Allah here is speaking to Muslim believers, "do not come near the prayer while you are drunk until you know what you are saying." Then we skip to, "And if you were sick or traveling or none of you has relieved himself or you have touched the women so you do not find water, so rub your face and your hands with good dirt. Surely Allah was pardoning, forgiving." Do you understand what's going on here? If a Muslim man touches a woman, he will become unclean and his prayer will not be accepted. So he needs to be washed again. So in simple words, if a Muslim man touches a lady in a mosque, he becomes unclean. That's why you will never see men and women together in a mosque. And if this happened, men's prayer will never be accepted by Allah. Therefore, he must wash again. And if there is no water, he needs to rub his hand and his face with good dirt, clean dirt, which means dirt which does not have camel pee-pee or camel poopy in it. Then he can repeat his prayer. Let me quote you something else from the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith to show you that women should never be in a mosque near men or in front of men. And that is what we read in Hadith Sahih Bukhari, book number 4, Hadith number 1032. Muhammad said, when one of you stands in prayer, what definitely constitutes a barrier for him is an object placed in front of him of the same height as the back of a camel's saddle. If it is not in front of him and of the same height as the back of a camel's saddle, then some stray donkey or some woman passing or some black dog will cut off his prayer. So now we learn, my friends, Muslim women cannot be in the mosque with men while they're praying because her existence in the mosque will cut off Muslim men's prayer. Similar, if a donkey went by or a black dog, and if you wonder why a black dog specifically, not a red dog or yellow dog or white dog, don't worry, Muhammad gives us the answer. For he said that the black dog is a devil. So Islam teaches that women are equal to a black dog or a donkey. I don't know, my friends. Who should I believe? Mr. Barack Hussein Obama or Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam? Professor Todd Green or Allah Almighty in the Quran? Obviously, you heard the truth and you can make up your own mind. But I want to listen to one more statement of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama concerning the mosques. As he continued to brag about the Islamic Society of Baltimore, he told us about all different activities they practiced from that Islamic center. And I believe Professor Todd Green will be very interested to learn about these activities which the Muslims practice from the Islamic Society of Baltimore. And that is the following.
With interfaith dialogues, you build bridges of understanding with other faith communities, Christians and Jews. There's a health clinic that serves the needy, regardless of their faith. And members of this community are out in the broader community, working for social justice and urban development. As voters, you come here to meet candidates. As one of your members said, just look at the way we live. We are true Americans.
Bridges. Don't you like to see people building bridges? Don't you love it to see Muslims building bridges to the churches and the synagogues? But what you do not understand, my friend, that these bridges are actually one-way bridges. It is from Christianity to Islam, or from Judaism to Islam, or from atheism to Islam, but not the other ways. Which means what? Muslims love to see all Christians become Muslims, all Jews become Muslims, all atheists become Muslims, all gay and lesbians become Muslims, everybody in America become Muslims. But what will happen if a Muslim in America decided to leave Islam and become a Christian, or become a Jew, or become an atheist? And what is so amazing about these bridges meetings, Christians are not allowed to talk. I've been to many of them. This is the interfaith meetings. That is where the Jew, who know nothing about Judaism or Islam, and the Christians, who know nothing about Christianity or Islam, meet with the Muslims, who knows everything about Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And they hold hands, and they sing the Kumbaya song. But when Usama Dakdok goes to these meetings, he will not be allowed to talk. He will not be allowed to ask questions. And that is the problem I have with this interfaith meetings or building bridges to understand the faith of others in America. And I understand that Muslims in America do have health clinics, and they would love to have the Jews and the Christians and everybody to go and benefit from these services. Why? Because they do it in Allah's name, because they're doing it in a way to lead the Americans to believe in Islam to be what it is not. For our challenge, not only Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and Professor Todd Green, but any Muslim in America to show us where in the Quran where Allah taught the Muslims, or where in the Hadith where Muhammad taught the Muslims to do these charity works of health clinic services for the infidels. How about in that Islamic center where Muslims work for social justice and urban development? Really? Social justice? Do we have any justice in Islam? I would love for any Muslim to call us for a debate to learn about the justice of Allah and the justice of Muhammad. Because if we can find them, Boy, oh boy, we should have more of this Islamic Center of Baltimore in every city in America. Finally, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is telling us that Muslim voters go to that Islamic Center so they can meet with their candidates. Which one? Maybe these Muslim congressmen or the rest of the liberals. Can you imagine with me if we can use the church in America for a place for the Christian in the community to meet with their candidates and openly talk about politics in the church? That is a no-no, Brother Usama. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, many of the churches in America, these are conservative churches, will not have me to speak there as a non-profit organization because they know I will be talking about politics. Those are the liberals and the Muslims who run for offices. But Muslims, they have no problem to go to the mosque and they meet with the politicians who will be running for office, and for sure they will ask them to vote for them, and that's how Muslims win elections in America. Finally, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said in that statement that he met with some member of that mosque who said, "Look, just look at the way we live. We are true Americans." Excuse me. Muslims cannot be true Americans, and no Americans can be a Muslim. Of course, this is not the time to cover this point here, but trust me, in his speech, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama will be talking about that, and I will be covering it in detail to let you know that this propaganda of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and Professor Todd Green about Muslims in America as Americans will not pass the test. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.